This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Goes by the pseudonym Bo Snerdly.
It's time for the Soul of Excellence.
He is a radio host at 77 WABC here in New York.
The Rush Hour is on the air.
Rush.
Now here's Bo Snerdly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Welcome to Bo Snerdly's Thursday Rush Hour. Yes, we will talk about Kanye and his appearance on Alex Jones. There is other news we will get to first. If you'd like to be part of the program today, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. The Supreme Court, ladies and gentlemen, is going to decide what happens with Joe Biden's student loan debt relief program, or as I prefer to call it, the vote-buying unconstitutional scam that the Democrat Party used as an election year method of trying to attract young voters. The Supreme Court says the case will be argued in February 2023, which means we might get a ruling in the spring session. Usually those rulings come down starting in late May, early June, and sometimes all the way to the end of June. The Biden administration is arguing that they have the right to tell people that contracts don't matter, that loans don't matter. Whatever you agree to doesn't matter. We can just forgive and tell people, forget about your what you borrowed, knowingly, willingly. And they're saying it's because of COVID that they have the right to forgive loans during national emergencies. And they argue that COVID was such an emergency. A national emergency. Borrowers who are at risk of default because of war, military operations, or national emergencies can have those loans suspended. Of course, there are a coalition of states, Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, South Carolina, that say the Department of Education doesn't have the right to do this. So after mixed rulings in the lower courts, now this is headed up to the Supreme Court. The FBI is denying that it targets conservative employees. They sent a letter to Jim Jordan, the usual bureaucratic blah, blah. In a sign of what's to come, Republicans have denounced the new Democrat leader, Hakeem Jeffries, as an election denier. He called the 2016 election illegitimate. And Republicans are asking, why are Democrats election and election denier to lead their party? Mitch McConnell even joined in on that one. Good that they're starting it already. We here at Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour, Scott is preparing a feature for you, Uncle Lenny. And we are going to, once Mr. Jeffers takes over in January, we're going to be starting to revisit the some of the words of his uncle, his dear uncle, Leonard Jeffries. Woo! So we're busy now preparing that. There was a breaking story from the Daily Caller this afternoon, exclusive. ICE is under the, that would be the immigration folks, Immigration Custom Enforcement, under reporting illegals it releases into the country without tracking equipment. You want to know by what percentage? They are underreporting the number of illegal aliens that are just simply released with no monitoring whatsoever by 18,000%. Yeah. They reported some numbers and they released some internal documents. And when people looked at the internal documents, they're like, wait a minute. The number of the real number, 18,000% more than what they're claiming of ICE. You can find that at the Daily Caller News Foundation this afternoon. Meanwhile, here in New York, a pair of Albany Democrats from New York City, your representatives, are demanding $300 million to help illegal immigrants pay their legal fees. Now, all of you that are having a hard time, all of you that are dealing with inflation, all of you that are dealing with what it's like living in a crime-infested city where you don't get any support from your politicians who prefer to see criminals back on the streets, please pay attention to this. Albany Democrats want to give people who have entered into America illegally, who are in New York illegally, they want to give them $300 million so that they can fight deportation. They're here illegally. They know they're here illegally. They came here illegally knowing it. And the Democrats want to hand them $300 million so they can stay. These are the same people that don't care how crappy the schools are that you send your kids to, whether the schools are falling down or not. They don't care whether you've got criminals walking around the city ready to throw you in the subway tracks, rape you, rape your family, murder you. They don't care. They just release these people. And yet they're demanding that you, the taxpayers, fork over $300 million so that you can keep illegal immigrants here in New York. Brad Holyman, H-O-Y-L-M-A-N, Democrat from Manhattan, is one of those. The other is Catalina Cruz from Queens. Catalina Cruz, Queens, Brad Holyman, Hoyleman, H-O-Y-L-M-A-N, Democrat, Manhattan. They want $300 million from you so that they can keep illegal immigrants wandering in New York City and sucking off the teat of the government in many cases. Yeah. And they don't care. Critics say that the bill could hurt public safety. New York is already grappling with an estimated $1 billion in costs tied to this, and this asylum-seeking business. This asylum business is a scam. We have laid that out for you. If you listen to our On the Border podcast series with Todd Benjamin, we go through what a scam this asylum system is. But these New York Democrats, Catalina Cruz, Hoyleman in Manhattan, hand over $300 million of your taxpayer dollars to support the legal fight. For when is the last time they wanted to give $300 million to people on the lower end who are citizens of the United States for their legal defenses? But you citizens, you don't come first. You mean nothing to these people. Illegal immigrants, criminals of all types, this is who the Democrat Party embraces. And you elect these people over and over and over again. It's astounding. I have a Don Lemon story. Don Lemon made sense today on TV. He was arguing with his two. Kevin, are you familiar with this story on Don Lemon? Okay, please do me a favor. You're the sports guy. Please look at this Don Lemon story. There's one on OutKick, and there you can find it everywhere else. Okay, why don't you do a package for us? Because we don't have time to do it today with all the other news going on. But why don't you give us a package on this Don Lemon story, this little bickering that he had with his two co-hosts.
Roger, okay? Roger.
So we'll put that one aside. Republicans are demanding an end to military vaccination mandate. They are pushing the Pentagon to reprioritize these and get rid of these woke policies over there at the Pentagon. This story comes today from AmericanWireNews.com. Congressional Republicans are threatening to block this year's passage of the National Defense Authorization Act unless several key demands are met. One demand is that the Biden administration get rid of this vaccine mandate, which they should have never implemented in the first place. Rick Scott, Rand Paul, Lindsey Graham, and others are demanding that the Democrat-controlled Senate vote on an amendment to prohibit discharges from the armed forces solely because of the COVID vaccine status. And you've already got people in the Amazon Prime Washington Post like Greg Sargent. Mention his name. I had it next in the stack. Trumpists are vowing to sabotage Biden, says Greg Sargent. Act on this now, Democrats. He's pleading with his party, the Democrats. It's clear that the incoming House GOP majority will try to use debt limit extortion to extract all kinds of concessions from Democrats. This is the way politics works. But when Republicans do it, you see the Greg Sargent in the Amazon Prime Washington Post, it's extortion. They were elected officials. They're not extorting anybody. They're using their power as elected officials to stop some of this profligate spending that you Democrats do. John Thune, he says, is signaling that the Republicans are going to want to stop seek some cuts on entitlement spending. And unfortunately, he says, there are reasons to be skeptical that Democrats will use the lame duck session to protect the country from the damage this can unleash. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Democrats have to protect the country from the damage that cutting some of this profligate spending could unleash. Well, use your power, Republicans, while you have it. By the way, that guy, that embarrassment over at the Office of Spent Fuel and Waste Disposition, Department of Energy, this guy that runs around in a dress, heels, and all this glitterati, that stole this woman's luggage, this Sam Britton guy, they've put him on leave now. The pictures of this guy are an embarrassment. And there was a big story in the Daily Mail the other day that he's running around doing spanking parties, I guess teaching people how to spank other people, like you really need lessons in that. Anyway, this guy, this embarrassment that has been flouting his gender fluidity over at the Department of Energy, stealing luggage. I guess even the Biden administration can't stand the adverse publicity from that one, so they put the guy on leave. The Uvalde survivors, the people in that horrible shooting in Texas where law enforcement officers were too scared to go in the building and get this shooter, well, the survivors have now filed a $27 billion class action suit, $27 billion, against law enforcement agencies. This was at the Robb Elementary School. And basically what they're saying is, in so many words, law enforcement were cowards, and it cost lives. All right, when we get back, we're going to tackle this Kanye West nonsense. James Golden, a.k.a. Snurly, coming up. More of your calls, 800-8 today, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. And we'll get this Kanye West thing done, I hope. James Golden, a.k.a. Snurly, coming back. Bo Snurly's Rush Hour. Don't go away.
If you're suffering from ED, you're not alone. 60% of men over 60 have this problem. Help is out there. The professionals at Elevate Wellness can help you be the man you used to be. They've helped thousands of patients and have a 96% success rate. What are you waiting for? Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Your first visit is only $99. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Help is out there. ElevateWellnessGroup.com.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
WABC Talk Radio 77 in New York. James Golden, Bo Snerdly with you here. Hope that your presence is indeed very pleasant, my friends. What a day for news. I got a call from Scott while I'm doing show prep. Scott asked me, are you watching this Kanye thing? I'm like, what Kanye thing? Well, he's on InfoWars. That was my first. I was like, oh, no. Kanye is on InfoWars. Okay, what's Kanye saying? Well, Kanye's talking about Hitler. Oh, joy. Can't wait to hear what Kanye has to say.
Ay, ay, ay.
Okay. And then Scott watched the rest of it. At one point, Scott brings me his mobile device, which he's watching this thing on, and says, you want, I said, please get that away from me. I cannot take it. No. Scott, how would you sum up Kanye's appearance on InfoWars?
It was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. It just was, I've never seen anything like that. I mean, it's basically, so he's out there. I'm sure a lot of people probably haven't seen this because it's actually not in very many headlines, which might be a good thing.
Oh, it's spreading all over the internet.
But it's
right
like,
now.
I was checking Fox and I was checking CNN and nobody wants to talk about it. It's not on there. He comes out wearing this full face head mask. You can't see his face. I don't know how he could see anything. He's wearing, it almost looks like the Gimp on Pulp Fiction. Mm-hmm. He has a net, an orange fishing net that he calls Netanyahu, that has a high pitched voice that he's doing an impression of, and somehow a chocolate Yoo-hoo, like chocolate milk, had something to do with this impersonation of Netanyahu. I don't know. I mean,
ay.
You haven't played it yet, but do I think he's insane?
Do you?
Probably not. Do I think he is evil? Like Jen said, she thinks, I don't think he's evil. I don't think he's very good at conveying whatever point it is that he's trying to make, because I could not tell you what that is.
Okay, well, let's listen to Kanye in his own words discuss Adolf Hitler.
And now people are like, wait a second, the so-called crime doesn't deserve the punishment. What did I thought?
That's right. You're not Hitler. You're not a Nazi. You don't deserve to be called that and demonized.
Well, I see good things about Hitler also. I love everyone, and Jewish people are not going to tell me you can love, you know, us. And you can love what we're doing to you with the contracts. And you can love what we're, you know, what we're pushing with the pornography. But this guy that invented highways, invented the very microphone that I use as a musician, you can't say out loud that this person ever did anything good. And I'm done with that. I'm done with the classifications. Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler. How about that one? Ari Emanuel, how you like that one? Hey, Ron, you going to do anything to fix Chicago?
Referring to Rahm Emanuel and his brother who went after him for being an anti-Semite. Let's deal with the Netanyahu quote right now. Just get it out of the way, and then I will make my comments, I guess. Go ahead, Kev. Let's hear it.
Ay, ay, ay.
Ah. I'm in the Twilight Zone right now.
Netanyahu, what do you have to say? What do you have to say to Alex Jones right now, Nick Fuentes, and Ye? It was bad. It was bad for Trump to meet with
Nick and Yay. Okay. I had no idea your voice was going to sound like that, Netanyahu.
So you don't like Benjamin Netanyahu?
I just heard about this guy 2 weeks ago since like the tweet, and I thought he had a funny name.
I just heard about him 2 weeks ago. How long has Benjamin Netanyahu been in the news? How many decades? Okay. Anybody that can just say that Hitler wasn't all bad and say, in effect, I like Hitler. And the other remark that I heard, that we don't have this one, is that people need to stop dissing the Nazis, is ignorant beyond belief. The Nazis were a particular brand of evil like mankind had never seen before. If you go back and you look at Hitler's rise to power, it is a bloody trail that began in the 1930s and extended up until he mercifully set fire, killed himself, he and Eva Braun, and had his, what remained of his aide, set fire to his body. The Holocaust was not just a crime against Jewish people, although it is believed that over 8 million Jewish people were killed, mass killings, on a level that we in this world had not seen before. Before they settled on, there's a movie that is particularly chilling to watch about the meeting that was held with the German hierarchy as they settled on the plans for the final solution. If you have read, as I have read and many of you have read, works from the survivors of the Holocaust, the camps, Auschwitz, of course, is the best known, but there were over 30 of these camps scattered throughout Europe during World War II. The level of human depravity, of evil that took place in these camps, is chilling. Whether it's from stripping people of even the gold in their teeth to melt down, taking all their personal belongings, ordering women and children, men into these gas chambers naked under the premise that they were taking showers where they were then treated to gas that would kill them. Whether it was to forcing other Jews in these camps to put their bodies in crematoriums and burn them on a mass level and then take the remains out under the threat of death themselves. The laws that divided human beings racially or by nationality so that they could attempt to discern who in their view was of pure Aryan blood and all others didn't deserve to live. Well, we've seen that before in our country. Margaret Sanger called it eugenics, the same theory. She thought that black people were inferior and also people that were handicapped. And, of course, Hitler did, too. He wanted to get rid of anyone that wasn't pure. And they set out to, in Hitler's mind, wipe Jews off the face of the earth in Europe. And they succeeded in killing entire lines of families for no other reason that they were Jewish, and they scapegoated them before they died. Now, look, I know that many of you know all about the Holocaust, know how evil it was. For Mr. West not to know how evil Hitler was and how repugnant Nazism is and was, is a disgrace. I know that Mr. West has had all kind of mental issues. He self-admitted that he's had struggles with his mental health. But his ignorance is on full display. Now, I will admit that when Mr. West said some things that you don't normally hear from Hollywood entertainers that have been leveled at liberals in this country, I took delight in hearing some of those remarks because you don't hear them. But these remarks that he made today, in my view, should disqualify him from ever being taken seriously by anybody. It is a level of ignorance as to what true, you claim that you love everybody. You cannot love everybody and appreciate human life that our Creator gave us and praise someone who destroyed human life on the magnitude that the Nazis and Hitler did. What happened in World War II was a precursor to what would happen in communist China, what happened under Joseph Stalin. Right now, in that 20th century, from 1930 until the 1960s, we will never know the full extent of human misery between the Nazis and the communists. We do know that the death toll is well over 50 million people. 50 million lives, 50 million souls. And for Kanye to make exceptions because he invented highways, number one, Hitler didn't invent a damn highway. He just built the Autobahn, had it built, which was not an invention. At highway creation or look at the aqueduct creations, this man doesn't understand history. He's ignorant. He's ignorant beyond belief. And it's disgraceful that he would spew his ignorance on such a level. It's an embarrassment. And there's no excuse for it. This is James Golden, a.k.a. Snerdly, coming back for Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour right after this.
Stop. ED is no laughing matter. This can be caused from low T, high blood pressure, or diabetes. Elevate Wellness can help. 40% of men over 40 have experienced this. Make the call to Elevate Wellness now. 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. The office visit is only $99 and includes exam, blood work, test dose, and consultation. Call Elevate Wellness. 973-354-2276. Or Elevate Wellness Group.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Today, Lou Rawls' birthday here on WABC Talk Radio 77.
You'll never find as long as you live someone who loves you tender like I do. You'll never find, no matter where you search, someone who cares about you the way I do. Oh, I'm not bragging on myself, baby.
produced by Gamble and Huff. The Philly Sound. Of course, Lou Rawls, not from Philly. But boy, the Philadelphia Sound teamed up with Lou Rawls, and this was back when they had Lou Rawls was the face of Budweiser. Yeah. In Oakland, California, we're going to get to your telephone calls really soon. And let me just tell you two things going on in Oakland, well, in California. And we will take advantage of our Saturday program maybe to delve into them a little bit deeper. In Oakland, they have passed a measure to give adult residents $100 each, a voucher, adults, so that they can donate the money to political campaigns. This is beyond belief. They're giving adults $100. Hey, here's $100. This $100 is a nice voucher for you to donate to us. The politicians that gave you the $100 to spend. This is the other thing in California that's happening right now. Is that the reparations committee is wrapping up its work. And California, the slave state, I guess, I must have missed that in history, but the slave state of California is going to make good on giving reparations to people. And I am considering flying out there and establishing residence so I can get mine. You know, I mean, they're going to hand out money. Okay, fine. Democrats are just, hey, students, you want some money here? Get some money. Vote for us. Oakland, hey, you want some money? Here's some money. Vote for us. And the money has to be spent on us. And in California as a state, they're going to now, they are serious about this. They want to be the first state to actually bring this long quest for reparations and make it a reality. And that work is coming to near conclusion. We will be hearing about this over the course of the next few weeks, months, and perhaps years as they start trying to figure out how to hand out money to people based on their heritage and events in the past. I'll have a lot more to say about that. A lot of people in America have been keeping their eyes on the Netherlands. There's a Fox story today. I believe it's Fox. The Netherlands reportedly is set to forcibly close 3,000 farms so that they can comply with an European Union mandate on global warming. The Dutch government planning to purchase and then close down up to 3,000 farms in an effort to comply with the European Union environmental mandate to slash emissions. So they're not targeting the airline industry. They're not targeting the auto industry. No, they're going after the farmers. Shut your damn farm down. And if it can happen there, yes, it can happen here. And, you know, Scott said something to me when I mentioned this story. He says, makes you wonder why all these people are buying large tracts, and some of the wealthy celebrities in this country have been on a binge of buying farmland here. Now, to me, that sounds a little like, you know, like something my QOK would say. My QOK, my queen of kooks, who I rely for, you know, update on all the kook news out there. But I got to tell you something. I actually texted my QOK and said, hey, you keep growing your crops, because she's been into this for a long time, saying, look, you know what? You better prepare for food shortages. And back when she said this to me, the supply lines were fine. Now you go in the stores, we still have no Enfamil and no baby formula in some stores here. There are items that have not been on store shelves now for months that people are used to using. And this is a very weird time. So maybe the QOKs of the world are not so crazy and kooky. Maybe
if somebody would have asked you, say,
2 years ago, been like, hey, you think in the name of climate change, they're going to shut down 3,000 Dutch farms?
I'd have told them they were out of their damn minds.
Exactly.
We got to start paying attention to some of this stuff a little bit more, because there are things happening here that defy human logic, but they are happening nonetheless, folks. Let us start on the phones. Mike in Long Island, you're up first today on WABC. Mike in Long Island. What is on your mind this afternoon, Mike?
Taking my call. 2 points, if I may. One about Kanye. I mean, the irony is that if he was to meet Hitler today, Hitler would kill him immediately. Hitler,
yep.
One thing he hated more than Jews was black people.
Yep.
And this is a guy who's hanging around with the white supremacists. You know, there's just something off with him in his head. Nothing more than that. Second point I'd like to make is that you just spoke about reparations. I don't know if you know, New York City has already began some form of reparations by allowing only people that have prior convictions for marijuana possession when it was illegal to they're the first online to get licenses now to run head shops.
These dispensaries, yes. I read a story about that last week, how convicted marijuana are they right now have more licenses to run these marijuana shops than anybody else. So I applaud you for actually linking that to reparations, because it is a form of reparations. And this is once again how Democrats love the criminal class. The Democrats have criminals as one of their key constituents, folks. Let's just call it what it is. Doesn't matter whether they're rapists, murderers, convicted convicts. The Democrats are finding a way, or illegal immigrants. How can you say illegal immigrants are criminals? Because they're breaking the law. The Democrats want to give them millions of dollars. You have one right here in Manhattan, and this other woman, Cruz, in Queens. Just hand over your money to illegal immigrants. Hand over your money to non-citizens, and screw you. We're not taking care of the citizens of New York City, but screw you. You are second-class citizens in your own country. That is the Democrats. Criminals first. Make the criminals great again. John in Staten Island, you're up next on WABC Talk Radio 77. Make it quick, John. We got to head to a break. Well, he didn't make it quick, so we'll head to the break. James Golden, a.k.a. Snurley, we'll come in right back right after this.
This is the Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Rush
on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
I have a twin spin. I had to hear it one more time. Because we've all been in here just singing it.
No. What?
Yeah. You'll never find. Lou Rawls' birthday today. And we're celebrating it here on WABC, Talk Radio 77. Remember, Catching Night comes up next.
You'll never find, as long as you live, someone who loves you tender like I.
All right, let's hear some Rufus, and then let's get back to the phones. On WABC Talk Radio 77, Rufus. That brings us back. I wonder if Curtis ever heard of this song. I
wonder if, yeah, I wonder.
You know, Rufus was one of the best bands of that period. They were a bunch of incredibly gifted musicians. And of course, they had their lead singer, Chaka Khan, before she went solo.
Gotta pay some way, some
Let's head back to the telephones. Jeff in Connecticut. You're on WABC with James Golden, a.k.a. Snurly. How are you, Jeff?
All right. You're the golden voice of New York radio, I have to tell you, James. I'm going to make this quick. First of all, the meeting with the hullabaloo over the meeting with Kanye and Trump, this is nothing more than the fourth impeachment attempt. I mean, really. The last one was a phone call, which was nothing. He was blindsided. Obviously, he's got to have a better job of his people clearing who's coming in and who's going. But the better thing about this whole thing, and there is, a silver lining to this cloud. This exposed all of the rats. Who jumps ship first when the ship is about to go down? All the rats. So all the people that were going to turn on Trump eventually already showed their face. And with regard to the Dutch, no farms, no food, James.
Ooh. And that, my friend, is a scary thought, too. I mean, who would believe that there would be a nation on Earth that says, oh, let's shut down our farms? It just
The Dutch are prolific farmers from way back in the day. In fact, I have cousins that live in Canada, which have a huge, huge plantation. They do tropical plants, believe it or not, because it's all greenhouses, and it's known as Dutch greenhouses.
Amazing. Thank you so much for the call, Jeff. What a pleasure to hear from you. Let us go to Secaucus, New Jersey, and Rob. Rob, you're on James Golden, a.k.a. Snurly. It's Bo Snurly's Rush Hour. How are you, Rob?
How are you? Love your show. I wanted to bring some interesting points. I think that especially people who are down, I mean, this is WABC. We got long reach. We
50,000 watts, clear channel.
Hell
we go to
yeah.
38 states, baby.
There you go. Now, people in Georgia, are you listening? Okay, because the balance of the United States is at stake right now. You got Herschel Walker down there. Get out and vote for him. You know, because look at the hypocrisy we're dealing with. You know, the left loves to use the word free. They love to throw the word free around. Free, you know, to come across the border. Free to smoke weed. Free to choose your gender. Free to chop things off without parental consent and the rest of it that goes on and on. They love to use the word free. But whatever happened to free tuition, by the way, right? 2 minutes after the midterm elections were over, they announced that, oh, sorry, there's going to be no free, you know. Obviously, that was a scam to try to get all of the youth, and they did. The 18 to 30-year-old vote was 90% almost, I think it was, for Democrats. And then if that's not enough for you, look what they're doing to this guy, Elon Musk. The guy comes along, buys a company that's clearly, you know, a mess, and all he wants to do is restore free speech to it. And now we all know what the White House's position on free speech is. They don't like it. So they love to use the word free. They love to throw the word free around unless it comes to your speech or your tuition, apparently.
Brilliant, Rob. So glad we had time to take your call, and you expressed yourself so wonderfully. Thank you. Appreciate that so much. Mike in Wayne, New Jersey. You're on WABC. It's Bo Snurly's Rush Hour. How are you, Mike?
Well, how are you? I hope you can hear me. I just want to point out the hypocrisy on the left. You know that it's true that Obama, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden all went to Robert Byrd's funeral. Obama read his eulogy. And, you know, we're talking about a man that, yes, he was in the KKK. And
he was a grand cyclop of the KKKs. That was Robert Byrd. Now, I'm going to disappoint some of you and say something that may sound weird. I liked Robert Byrd. Robert Byrd was one of, now, and I don't like his past. I think his past with the Klan was terrible. I used to watch the Senate all the time and watch C-SPAN. Robert Byrd had an amazing intellect. And do I like everything that he said? No. Let me just say rather than liked him, I appreciated his intellect. And I appreciated his knowledge of United States history in the Senate. Nothing excuses his past. He's like, look, the Democrats are the party of the KKK. The KKK was the Democrat Party militia. That's what it was, and that's what it is. And it should never be excused, and Byrd is not excused from that either. And it should have been brought up in all those flowery eulogies, like you mentioned, that Obama, Clinton, and everyone else was saying. They never bring that up about him. So, there you go. Already time to leave. Drat. We will be back tomorrow for our Friday. I can't believe it's Friday already. Our Friday edition of Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour. Remember, Cats at Night comes up next. Keep it right here on WABC. May God bless and protect each and every one of you and your families. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Different shapes and sizes. The distance, coming to change my plans. All my dreams will melt like sand.
Bye-bye.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.